Welcome, welcome to Charla Comunitaria, where our voices, our stories, and our community come together. I'm your host, Aurea Ortiz, and today we open the microphone to one of the most exciting celebrations on earth, FIFA soccer, football, the beautiful game that unites families, neighborhoods, nations, and generations. Here in Bethlehem and throughout the Lehigh Valley and the world, the energy is coming alive to Soccer Fest and ArtQuest and Steel Stacks, a month-long celebration from June 11th through June 19, 2026, where fans can gather to watch FIFA World Cup 26 matches on giant screens, enjoy cultural programming, live music, global food, youth soccer activities, and the proud soccer history of our region. This is more than a game. This is a celebration of flags, country, languages, traditions, and dreams. It is a moment to respect where we come from, to honor the colors we carry in our hearts, and to celebrate the sport that so many people around the world call the most beloved game on earth, football, soccer, football. Today, we will talk day by day and hour by hour about what is happening, what fans can expect, why this event matters to our community, and how the joy of soccer brings together so many Americans who represent countries from every corner of the world. We'll be joined by voices who know the game, not me, but I'm going to learn from it, love the game, and are ready to educate us while also learning from this amazing opportunity. Kurt and Miguel are here. You're going to take it from here. Please help us answer the question that I have and the question our listeners may have, too. What should families know? What makes Soccer Fest at ArtQuest so special? What does FIFA mean to Bethlehem, to the Lehigh and Valley, and to the communities that proudly carry many flags but share one love for the game? And to our listeners, you guys out there, who do you think will win? Which team are you cheering for? What country lives in your heart? Call our radio line, share your thoughts, and tell us what you hope to learn during our programming. Thank you for listening. And now I'm going to pass you over to our experts, Kurt and Miguel, and they're going to introduce themselves and tell you all about it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kurt Mozell. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at ArtsQuest. I've worked there for 16 years. And prior to that, I spent 10 years in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves and a couple years in Major League Soccer with the Chicago Fire. And Soccer Fest is an event, as Aria said to you all, that we've been doing since 2014. And how it came about was in the early 2000s, I went to the World Cup in Germany and I saw the passion of the world. And I played soccer growing up, but until you see it take place on that stage and you see people come from every country, from around the world, to celebrate in restaurants and bars and on the streets and in the back of wineries, And certainly in the stadiums, you really don't know anything about passion for sport because there is nothing at all like it. And so when you think about what ArtsQuest does, we bring people together every day through the arts, regardless of their background, and we try to make it very accessible. 40% of the programs we do are free to the public, and our team is experts at putting on events. So why not Soccer Fest?
Wow, why not, Miguel? Why not?
Exacto, claro, claro. Bueno, pues para los que no me conocen, mi nombre es Miguel, aunque ya he estado aquí contigo, Aurea, gracias por la invitación, gracias por permitirnos estar aquí en esta mañana. Mi nombre es Miguel y, bueno, yo trabajo para B. Brown Medical, pero también soy voluntario y estoy justamente con el equipo de Soccer Fest para este torneo, pero también soy parte de la Junta de Artes Escénicas para ArtQuest, de manera que estoy involucrado en varias actividades, muchas veces simultáneamente, pero igualmente emocionado y con mucho entusiasmo de poder presentar este evento para toda la comunidad del Valle de Lehigh y condados limítrofes, porque no solamente se circunscribe a lo que pasa aquí en Lehigh Valley, esto trasciende fronteras y barreras, y estamos aquí, pues nada, abiertos y dándole la bienvenida a todo el mundo a que venga y disfrute del evento que ArtQuest tiene diseñado para este verano, al que Kurt va a hacer en un ratito referencia. Así que gracias por tenernos aquí.
Kurt, this is so exciting. We have so many people from Bolivia, from Colombia, from Mexico. Mexico won yesterday, woo! And all these people are just waiting and like their hearts are pumping. And when they see those big, big screens, tell us more about it and tell them because they want to know.
Sure. So this year's Soccer Fest is going to be the biggest and best one we've ever done. We're going to show every match of the World Cup, 104 matches. They start at noon.
Wow.
All throughout the day. They're as late as midnight. We're going to show every match at SteelStax. We've got multiple big screens that we have laid out throughout the campus, and we have actually two different adjacent campuses where the screens will move back and forth based on all the other ArtsQuest programs. But in addition to showing the matches, we have a display about Bethlehem Steel, which had the most successful soccer team in the history of the United States.
I didn't know that!
Right? They won 11 championships in the 19-teens and 19-20s. And Bethlehem Steel literally recruited the best players they could in the world from England and Scotland to come and work at Bethlehem Steel, but play for the team.
Whoa.
And this team really advanced soccer in this region. Just like Philadelphia did, Bethlehem had a big part of this with this team. This team not only won those 11 championships, but they also were the first professional team to go and tour and play in Europe in 1919 during World War I.
That's history, brothers and sisters.
This
is amazing.
So we found a historian whose great uncles played for this team. His name is Daniel Morrison. And on June 20th, he's doing two talkbacks about that team and the memorabilia that we have showing. But the museum, the artifacts that he has, they're going to be there through September. So if anyone's coming down to any match, you can come and see these artifacts. There's little notes that describe what each one is, the photos, some of the program books, all of the things, the medals, the team won. They're all there on display.
I see your excitement in your voice. I hear it. Ooh, and it makes me just go, ole, ole, ole. But Miguel, ¿qué tú le dices a esta gente que se mueva, que diga, mira, Bolivia está aquí, México está aquí?
Exhortamos a todo el mundo, todos los países latinoamericanos que están representados aquí en Lehigh Valley tienen que darse cita aquí a ArtQuest, ahí donde vamos a encontrar...
¿Hasta Puerto Rico?
Hasta Puerto Rico, claro que sí. En Puerto Rico se juega fútbol, balompié, soccer, así que a veces mucha gente pues se confunde, pero en Puerto Rico hay tradición de balompié, de fútbol. Pero nada, el mensaje para toda la comunidad, que estén aquí, que vengan, apoyen a sus equipos, pónganse su camiseta, traigan los banderines de sus equipos favoritos, de sus países, y sean parte de un evento histórico. Este año, a diferencia de otros torneos, hay un incremento increíble de naciones participando en el evento. Hay creo que 48 países, 48 countries all together participando. Y bueno, estamos entonces un incremento de naciones a 32, creo que fueron el último torneo. Ahora tenemos más naciones participando, de manera que son más países representando el fútbol, que es tiene tanto arraigo en nuestros países latinoamericanos, sobre todo.
Yo estoy tan emocionada. I'm so excited. Like, you know, I have two boys. And they play soccer. They play all the sports, but they also play soccer. And this is so amazing, like the discipline. What does this game bring to us?
So, you know, one of the biggest things I think it brings is the passion of communities. There's 48 teams playing, the most ever in the World Cup this year. Every one of them had to fight to be there, right? Sure, the qualifying countries, they get in, but their teams are still very respectable. Yes. Mexico won yesterday. The U.S. is you know,
go Mexico,
one of the strong teams. and Canada has done very well on a tournament stage the last couple of years. So all those teams deserve to be there. And when you think about it, and someone in our office the other day said, oh, I'm going to root for Italy. And I said, Italy didn't make it. They're one of the top 10 teams in the world, and they didn't make it because you have to earn your seat. And, you know, so there's incredible talent that's there. And what follows that those teams is the wave of passion of their countries and their traditions and their history. And, you know, the United States is so fortunate right now that people are coming from all of these places and all over the world to come here and see what we have to offer. And, you know, social media is a funny thing. You see, oh, the Germans love Waffle House and this, that, and the other. Like, they're taking on someone else likes Taco Bell. Like, they talk about these American traditions. But it's fun. Like, it's our opportunity to showcase the U.S. to people that may not come here, but for their passion for soccer.
And also, we celebrate 250 years, and that's our birthday party. So it's a wonderful feeling that everybody gets to be together with one, like, expectation, every heart beating and on the same place. Miguel, dime.
Bueno, nada, tenemos aquí muchas actividades programadas para este verano, incluyendo el Festival Sabor, que no puedo dejar de dejar esta entrevista sin mencionar el Festival Sabor, que lo vamos a celebrar desde el día 25 de junio hasta el sábado. Y conjuntamente con el festival, con la música, con el arte, vamos a tener también los juegos importantes, ¿no?, que se van a celebrar durante ese fin de semana. Por ejemplo, Colombia versus Portugal va a ser el sábado. Argentina contra Jordania también se va a celebrar durante ese fin de semana. De manera que vamos a tener un fin de semana excitante de música, de gastronomía, de pueblo, de celebración, de deporte, de fútbol, soccer. Así que vamos a tener un fin de semana preparado, ¿no?, para celebrar el Festival Sabor, que de paso... estamos celebrando 15 años de establecido este festival como uno de los mejores y más concurridos en nuestra región. 15 años, así que estamos de quinceañero, básicamente.
Está celebrando cumpleaños
sí, sí,
también.
Y de nuevo, quiero enfatizar que todo esto, lo que Kurt acaba de mencionar, las cosas que tenemos programadas para este verano, muchas de ellas son totalmente gratuitas, son libres de costo para la comunidad. Y esa es una cosa que es importante recalcar. Esto, traigan a su familia, traigan a sus amistades, traigan el entusiasmo y la energía de celebrar nuestra cultura, de celebrar el deporte, un torneo tan importante como la Copa Mundial de Fútbol. Y bueno, en el caso del Festival Sabor, vengan y celebren con música y con gastronomía y con la familia todo lo que tenemos que ofrecer aquí en ArtQuest.
Everybody's going to be eating. Because there's going to be food from everywhere, so I'm going to taste anything that is food, you know. So how can they get more information, too, just in case we forget, like, we get all excited and then we forget, you know, we get the information.
Absolutely.
How we get there.
Sure. The best way to learn about what's happening at SoccerFest and all the other events that overlay is to go to artsquest.org. And on that website, you can see everything that's happening at SoccerFest and the other events. I know Miguel was talking about it a little bit just now. The reason our event is so unique is because it is the World Cup, but we're not trying to be the FIFA Fan Fest in Philadelphia or the other cities. We're trying to be ArtsQuest's Soccer Fest. And what that means is in 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating Sabor on June 25th through the 27th. And we're going to have soccer matches, and there's some great Latin countries playing then too, right? Mm-hmm. I think Colombia is playing Portugal.
Yes.
I think Brazil is playing, I think Morocco on Friday night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's some
Argentina
plays,
yes.
Right? So there's all these great games, but we get to have Sabor and Latin bands that are a part of it and vendors and activities. And for the first time, for example, we're going to be doing a youth soccer clinic where all of our coaches speak Spanish.
Wow.
Some of them played professionally in other countries. And, you know, they all come here and they've immigrated to the Lehigh Valley, and maybe they coach a soccer team for LVU or Parkland or ENCO, but they play on Saturday mornings together, but they don't get to coach together. So we're bringing them together for this opportunity to coach. And sure, a lot of these Latin families probably speak English, but maybe the parents' native tongue is Spanish, and now they can come down and watch their kids enjoy a clinic where the coaches are speaking in their native tongue.
Wow.
And to us, it's something a little unique that other people probably aren't doing at FIFA and some of the other bigger events.
And Bethlehem does it better. I'm biased. Yeah. Anyway, Miguel, dime algo en español sobre esto que me dijo Kurt.
Bueno, él está hablando sobre las clínicas que tenemos establecidas y que le vamos a ofrecer libre de costo a nuestra comunidad, a nuestros niños. Así que, bueno, tiene establecido la clínica con instructores que hablan español. Muchos de ellos han jugado el juego profesionalmente en sus países o en otras ligas aquí en Estados Unidos, de manera que vamos a tener un personal competente adiestrando y enseñando a nuestros niños cómo jugar el deporte. Todo esto, de nuevo, libre de costo para la comunidad, y esperamos que la gente venga y nos apoye y esté aquí con nosotros.
Yo estoy retirada. Estoy muy vieja. I'm retired. I'm too old for that.
Nunca. These clinics are for the kids. But you could volunteer and come and coach if you want to.
Good. That's wonderful.
There we go.
We are listening to Charla Comunitaria. Vamos a tomar un pequeño break y volvemos rapidito.
WDIY News engages the local community through accurate, unbiased reporting from many sources with volunteer real voices. Listen to WDIY News weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. and weekends from 8 to 10 a.m. WDIY News, available live on 88.1 FM and online at WDIY.org.
Hola, 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 mi gente. Corillo, aquí está Aurea otra vez y tengo conmigo mis invitados Kurt y Miguel. Y yo quiero hacerle una pregunta muy especial a Miguel, porque como estamos hablando a toda nuestra familia latinoamericana, Miguel, ¿por qué es tan importante este evento para todos los latinoamericanos?
Yo creo que el fútbol, soccer, es bien importante para nuestros países latinoamericanos. Tiene mucho arraigo. Hay un documental en Puerto Rico del cineasta puertorriqueño Luis Molina Casanova que se titula El deporte como expresión cultural de un pueblo. Muy interesante porque habla sobre la inquietud nacional manifestada en el deporte, en las artes plásticas, en el boxeo, en el fútbol, en todos los deportes, ¿no? En todas nuestras facetas. Y habla muy elocuentemente sobre cómo el deporte se manifiesta, es recipiente de la manifestación del pueblo sobre muchas cosas del aspecto social y político. Y particularmente con el fútbol, ¿no? Hay que ir a los tiempos cuando los ingleses llevaron el deporte a través de sus ferrocarriles y sus empresas a Latinoamérica y se establecieron en esos países del continente sur. Y bueno, los países Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, pues establecieron sus clubes, sus equipos, y estos equipos y estos clubes pues servían no solamente de competencia dentro de la cancha, pero también servían de red mutua de ayuda social, de integración racial. Había mucho separación en muchos de los países. Por ejemplo, el Club Carioca en Brasil no permitía atletas de la raza negra que pertenecieran al deporte, pero esto poco a poco se ha ido rompiendo y las barreras se han ido sobrepasando, y entonces pues grupos más elitistas pues jugaban con equipos o clubes que eran un poquito más del pueblo, de los barrios, y se establecía una competencia internacional. De hecho, se establecían diálogos que los gobiernos no podían establecer, ¿no? Así se hacía a través del deporte. De manera que sirvió de plataforma social, sirvió de plataforma de unificación, de identidad, y eso ha corrido por muchísimos años, y es lo que hoy nosotros venimos a ser recipientes de. Así que si este deporte tiene, la gente siente pasión y tiene la emoción y la energía de ser parte de este evento, bueno, tienes que ir al aspecto geopolítico del deporte años atrás y también examinar, ¿no?, el poder de convocatoria de las confederaciones como la CONMEBOL, FIFA, CONCACAF. Son federaciones que tienen mucho poder adquisitivo, tienen mucho poder de negociar. FIFA, por ejemplo, negociando con tres países, tres gobiernos distintos para poder presentar el evento 2026 en tres naciones. Es la primera vez que se da esto, ¿no? Así que el deporte no solamente es dentro de la cancha, trasciende muchos de los aspectos de la vida social de nosotros en nuestros países latinoamericanos, y nosotros pues ahora somos de nuevo, somos recipientes de esa evolución del deporte a través de las décadas, donde pues ya es parte integral de la vida social, del aspecto educativo de nuestras familias, y bueno, sirve de plataforma para la integración del aspecto social y comunitario. Así que a los que estén escuchándonos, sean parte de esto. No solamente se limita a la Copa Mundial 2026, esto trasciende. Y cuando se celebra en tu país, es transformativo. Y esto lo puedes ver y lo puedes palpar en cómo la comunidad ha reaccionado aquí en ArtQuest recientemente, en Filadelfia y en otras ciudades grandes, ¿no? Donde han habido unas manifestaciones de fanáticos tremendamente. Y bueno, estamos aquí contentos de que Kurt, a través de su liderato con ArtQuest, haya traído un pedacito de esa emoción y de ese entusiasmo aquí al Valle de Lehigh a través de Soccer Fest.
Kirk, this is so exciting. And what he's saying is correct. He's saying about that soccer is kind of like an ambassador of the world. So, you know, right now what we need in this world is to be united. And through the sports and through knowing that no matter where you're from, that you have a heart and that flag that is yours, you represent it with pride. And also, I understand that this has been so great and so amazing that you have so many events going on through Sabor and many others. Can you give us more information?
Yeah, like we were saying before, What ArtsQuest does every day is very similar to the World Cup in bringing people together. And when we overlap them, like we're able to this summer, it starts with our Levitt free concerts that we do every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night down at Steel Stacks. So we're having those concerts, and then before and after them, there's soccer matches, and then late night, there's a DJ on the town square. So we're really incorporating a lot of music in that way. And then you get to July 4th, and we do our Independence Day celebration. We've been doing that for the 15 years Steel Stacks is open. But this year, with it being the 250th, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We've got the Army Band playing on Friday, July 3rd. We have the Allentown Band playing on July 4th. We have fireworks. And we, of course, have soccer matches. And how cool is it that there's a soccer match in Philadelphia on July 4th, and we're going to be celebrating out in the Lehigh Valley ourselves?
We don't have to go anywhere. We're here. Right? We just go. It's right next to my house, so I could walk over.
You can walk over. Absolutely. And then there's even more. Like July 11th, we have One Earth Reggae Festival. So celebrating reggae music all day, starting at noon and going until like 1 or 2 in the morning. And there's soccer matches all day. And the following weekend, it's Blast Furnace Blues and soccer matches. So we're very fortunate that we always have these great programs going on. And the goal is that people are coming down to see blues or reggae, they get introduced to soccer maybe. And people that are coming to see soccer get introduced to something else at Steel Stacks. Maybe they've never been there before, and soccer is what's bringing them down.
Learning from each other.
Meeting people from other communities and experiencing the campus, and then hopefully they come back.
Learning from each other. That's so amazing. And the languages that you're going to be there, okay, speaking Spanish, speaking English, speaking German. And everybody is just feeling like free of being themselves and cheering for that wonderful team. Miguel, ¿qué más nos
espera? Es un mosaico de naciones lo que vamos a tener aquí a través del deporte, a través de la música, a través de los programas que ArtsQuest consigue poner disponible a nuestra población. Así que realmente va a ser un disfrute tremendo, un verano realmente único este año, no solamente por la Copa de Soccer 2026, pero también todos los eventos que se celebran simultáneamente, como Kurt acaba de describir, Reggae Fest, el Festival de Blues, Sabor, el Festival Latino Sabor. Así que hay básicamente ahora de todo para todo el mundo, ¿no? Y todo bajo un mismo el tema unificador, somos una nación y somos parte también de nuestras naciones, pero somos aquí, somos parte de una nación, venimos aquí a celebrar la cultura y nuestros países a través del deporte, la gastronomía y la música.
That is so amazing. Kirk, anything that if our listeners are still like, you know, okay, he's told me to go to ArtsQuest, what, or anything that you think will guide everyone over there and understand that what is free, what is not free, because, you know, something right. is free, but sometimes there aren't something other things. So let us get more into that.
Sure. So, as you were talking about, the best place to find out everything at SoccerFest is artsquest.org. And, you know, artsquest.org/soccer takes you right to Lehigh Valley SoccerFest. We have Steel Stacks on Facebook and Instagram. We're doing posts reminding everybody of all the things that are happening too. So follow us there to get more information. And certainly when you stop down at the campus, you know, there's information there. As soon as you get there, there's a QR code that takes you to the websites and shows you everything that's happening. You know, if you're following, if you get our emails, if you go to our website, there's a lot of information getting distributed out there. We've got commercials running on social media. We've got commercials running on Service Electric, on FMZ. So we're doing everything we can to let the folks know.
And I know there's going to be a lot of people there. And I know that and we're grateful as Bethlehem is grateful to have these events. Because our children, our youth, they need positive things, and this is amazing. I thank you very much for doing this and helping us here with all this.
You know, it's very symbiotic, though. It's we work hard and we do all this, but we couldn't do it without a wonderful community around us. The supporters, the folks that come out and enjoy the programs and eat and drink and have fun and buy merchandise and soccer jerseys and all of those things that they do. And the corporate partners that give to support this as well. You know, Discover Lehigh Valley is a huge supporter of this event. The County of Northampton supported it. Local Coca-Cola and other partners really stepped up and helped us, you know, pay for these big screens and pay for all of that. So it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And we try to provide something that the community wants, but we couldn't do it without their support.
Miguel, algo que tenga
claro,
que decir.
Claro, no hay excusa para no estar aquí. Y queremos también aprovechar la oportunidad para darte las gracias por este tiempo, por este espacio. Como Kurt hizo mención, estamos en todas las plataformas sociales. Los medios de comunicación han sido muy diligentes en cubrir todos estos eventos y en promocionar todas las actividades. Nuestros patrocinadores han sido muy bondadosos en términos de ofrecer ayuda y todos los recursos que se necesitan para poner eventos de esta envergadura funcionando para toda la población, para toda nuestra comunidad. Así que exhortamos a los que nos estén escuchando a través de tu programa que vengan y apoyen estos programas y que sean parte del disfrute y de la emoción de combinar el deporte con la música y nuestra cultura y toda la cosa que nos identifica como pueblo, todo ocurriendo aquí en el Valle del Lehigh.
Thank you, Kurt, Miguel. You know what? I never do this, but I'm going to do it today because
are we
this
in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble. You're going to end the show. I usually say you've listened to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host. So today you're a host, and today you're a host. So you say it in English, and you say it in Spanish. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurelio Ortiz, and then you say, "Go ahead, Kurt."
Okay. This is Kurt Mozell, and you're listening to Charla Comunitaria on WDIY.
Estás escuchando Charla Comunitaria por WDIY con tu anfitriona, Aurea Ortiz.
Gracias. Los vemos allá en Soccer Fest. ¡Woohoo! ¡Olé, olé, olé! Olé, olé, olé.